Kiss 98.5. We go to the phones, celebrity hotline. We say good morning, Sebastian Maniscalco. How are you?
What's the story? Coming to Buffalo, so get out your wings.
You've been here before. You've had the wings. What'd you think?
I liked them. I had it. I forgot the name of it. It's the original place. What's it? It was Anchor something?
Yeah, you're talking about Anchor Bar.
Anchor Bar, yeah. I went in there, had some wings. Love Buffalo. People got a great sense of humor. But I mean, you got to have a sense of humor to live in that weather, no?
Absolutely. That's how we do. So here's the thing, and you probably saw this when you were here before. There's a huge Italian-American community. I believe that's a people you can talk to face-to-face growing up the way you did. Is that good when it's your people in the crowd?
Yeah, you know, I made my bones talking about my Italian upbringing and my immigrant father, so people really related to that. But ironically enough, my act has kind of broadened itself out to more family stuff, my aging and my ailments and whatnot. So there's hints of the Italian stuff in there, but I kind of exhausted all the Italian material that I had and just talking about my family and what I'm going through physically.
Mostly I'm interested in how's your garden going, because I know that you started gardening this year and it looked like you made a really good go of it. How was the harvest this year?
Harvest was great. We had some great eggplants, some tomatoes. I've taken such an interest in cooking that I've considered going to culinary school. I really enjoy making food for my family. Growing up, not so much. You know, my mother did all the cooking, and then later on, my father got into it. But I never really got behind the stove as a kid. But once I got married, I started making food, fell in love with it, planted my garden, and got some beautiful figs this year. So yeah, we're having a ball with the kids in the garden. My kids are 5 and 7, so it's nice to show them kind of where food comes from, and they're out there picking strawberries, so it's nice.
What would the 17-year-old Sebastian say about this guy on the radio right now talking about kids and figs and cooking?
17-year-old Sebastian was so lost, had no direction. My father constantly asking me, what's your hobbies? Do you have any interest in anything? I mean, literally as a kid, it had no interest. I mean, I did play sports a little bit, but there was no real direction I had. Always had a love for stand-up, but never kind of knew how to get into it. So if that kid saw me now, he'd be flabbergasted of kind of where this has taken me. When I first moved out here in 98 to Los Angeles, that's all I wanted to do was make a living doing stand-up, and everything that's kind of happened on top of that has been gravy. I didn't think I'd be in a movie with Robert De Niro or a TV show with Chuck Lorre, so all that stuff has been kind of, icing on the cake.
Yeah, well, you know, you got goals in life, but as a young guy, you don't ever imagine turning into your father. How do you... I know you respect and love your dad, but you don't want to become your dad, do you?
No, I mean, it's like, listen, there's great qualities about my father, but I think it's inevitable that, you know, the son generally starts to morph into the father after 50 years old. I mean, there's things that I'm doing going, wow, my father does that, or my father, I remind me of my father. You know, even my wife is going, geez, you just start looking like your father more and more. You know, I post some stuff on Instagram. People think we're brothers. He's been a huge part of my career and my act, and I was just in Chicago with him, and you would have thought he was performing. I mean, the amount of people he had at the show, and of course he's telling me I better be funny and not embarrass him. So even to this day, 51 years old, my father's treating me like I'm a 12-year-old kid playing Little League baseball, and I better hit a home run because he's got people in the crowd.
There it is, pressure's on. We're on the phone this morning with Sebastian Maniscalco, going to be performing at KeyBank Center Saturday night, the It Ain't Right Tour. So while we're all watching you on stage, what do you see from where you are?
What pops out at me is when I see like a 10-year-old kid in the crowd with his parents. So that to me is the fact that a 10-year-old could laugh and their parents and maybe even the grandparents, how the material is kind of multi-generational. I do this. I used to do this one bit about the doorbell ringing and how everybody hits the floor now and hides. And when we grew up, everybody kind of ran to the door. And I think everybody could kind of relate to that material because I always grew up with I love watching stuff with my family. We all laughed as a family together. So when I'm looking into these audiences and I see families laughing, for me, that's like, it reminds me of kind of how I grew up. So it's nice. It's nice to, and even I do a little crowd work. I kind of pick on the kids and incorporate them into the show. So that's kind of my favorite part of the show.
Your podcast partner, Pete, lives locally. He's a Fredonia guy, right?
Yeah, so he's gonna be playing on home turf this weekend. He's in Fredonia. He's lived up there for, geez, that'd be 11, 12 years now. So Pete's on the show with me. It's nice to have him out there doing 25 minutes to open up the show. And then and I come out. So Pete and I have been hanging around off stage. You know, we've kind of been soaking up these cities that we've been going to and having a great time.
What is the tell? What signal do you give when you're getting annoyed at something or you're just like, it ain't right? Is it an eye roll, shoulder shrug, a sigh? Like, what do you express?
My tell is I start pulling on my eyebrows. So if you see me pulling the hair out of my eyebrows, that means that I'm impatient or there is definitely something under my skin. So that's, I do that a lot around the house. There's a lot of, I have no eyebrows left.
I got to tell you from this side, I love watching you just get frustrated when you've just had enough of the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, frustration is basically what the whole set is built on, just a general disgust of human behavior. So for me to walk out and kind of absorb society is very therapeutic for me. I enjoy looking at things and then reporting those things to strangers night in and night out. So, it's a great way to make a living.
You do it well. You make me laugh. We're going to see you Saturday night, KeyBank Center. I'll be there. It's the It Ain't Right Tour. Sebastian Maniscalco, thanks for talking to us on KISS 98.5.
Absolutely. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Take care.